Manu Patra alerts dated 1 November 2019. Delhi High Court has held that application for curbing or postponing media reporting of a case can only be moved in the court which is hearing the case and not in any other court. Delhi High Court has held that the maximum period for filing reapplication or affidavit for admission denial of documents in commercial suit is 45 days and same has to be mandatory followed. Tripura High Court has rejected the bail application of former minister and CPI-M leader Badal Chowdhury, indicted in the alleged 640 crore rupee Public Works Department (PWD) scam of 2008. Madras High Court has dismissed the plea challenging the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act, 2019 as non-maintainable. Andhra Pradesh High Court has vacated the stay imposed by it on the order given by AP Genco for termination of the Polavaram Hydel Power Plant contract which was awarded to Navyug Engineering Company Limited. Madhya Pradesh High Court has directed state government to continue to pay the pension of 15 Maintenance of Internal Security Act, MISA, detainees. Madras High Court has directed two cops to pay compensation of 1,001 rupee each to lawyer and write apology letters for assaulting him for not wearing a helmet while taking his child to hospital. Bombay High Court has dismissed a pre-arrest bail plea of Bollywood choreographer Hemant Souza in a cheating case, observing that the non-bailable warrant issued against him by Uttar Pradesh court has yet to reach Mumbai police and no action was being initiated against him at this stage. Karnataka High Court has directed Air India to pay 20 lakh rupee compensation for not providing wheelchair to physically disabled doctor and her aged mother on time. While considering P. Chidambaram's plea for interim bail in INX media case on medical grounds, Delhi High Court has directed the Constitution of Board to decide admission of Chidambaram in the sterilized private ward of AIIMS. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has tightened the asset quality disclosure norms for banks and directed all listed lenders to make disclosures pertaining to divergences and provisioning within a day of receipt of the Reserve Bank of India's final risk assessment report. Authority of Advance Ruling, AAR, Maharashtra has ruled that goods and services tax, GST, is exempted on adoption fees received from adoptive parents by trust under adoption law. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has extended due date for filing of income tax returns tax audit reports to 30 November 2019 in respect of duty of Jammu and Kashmir and duty of Ladakh.